with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge has ruled on some of President Trump's executive orders on elections.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from immediately enacting some of the changes sought by President Donald Trump, including blocking a proof of citizenship requirement to the federal voter registration form. Voting in federal elections by non-citizens is already illegal, but the judge denied other requests from a group of Democratic plaintiffs, including refusing to block Trump's order to tighten mail-in ballot deadlines. Also denied was the request to stop Trump from directing the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to review state voter lists alongside immigration databases. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has rebuked Russian President Vladimir Putin after the latest Russian attack on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, which killed at least 12 people. President Trump was asked why he posted Vladimir's stop on social media after the Russian attacks on Kyiv.
I didn't like last night. I wasn't happy with it. And we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired. And I was not happy with it. That's what I meant.
It was Russia's deadliest assault on the Ukrainian capital since last July, and it occurred just as peace efforts are coming to a head. President Trump's administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow enforcement of a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. The high court filing Thursday follows a brief order from a federal appeals court that kept in place a court order blocking the policy nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 486 points, the Nasdaq rose 458, the S&P advanced 109. This is SRN News. Drag Queen Story Hour goes nationwide.
Instances of local libraries hosting men dressed as women reading picture books to small children began as an isolated phenomenon. But now an organization called Drag Story Hour has established a website to bring these performances to places all across the country. DSH has affiliates in 27 cities that will help book Drag Queen Story Hour at any public library. The organization is also establishing affiliates in foreign countries to export the practice. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has filed a preemptive lawsuit against President Trump over transgenderism. Mr. Trump has declared that Title IX does not allow boys to play against girls on school sports teams or use female bathrooms, and the administration has filed suit against Maine over the issue. Ellison believes Minnesota is next. This is SRN News. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he sees a troubling trend at America's higher learning institutions.
It's not like there's not a problem.
And Dr. Oren says it's not just that colleges like Harvard are teaching students
not to like the United States of America, and not to like the values that America is founded on.
But when they protested President Trump's threat to freeze Harvard's funding, Oren notes faculties around the country held their first demonstration on the date of Columbia's first pro-Palestinian rally.
So now the counter argument against the Trump administration is pro-Palestinian and anti-Israeli.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Texas lawmakers passed a billion-dollar education bill that allows families to use public money to pay for private school tuition. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.